program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Toll free number 800-259-9231. As I mentioned before, I'd heard rumors that the police may be stopping by the studio here tonight. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll let you know if it goes down within the next hour here. Hopefully we'll be on the air at the time, because if they come in during one of the breaks, what are we going to do? I mean, they're not even, our listeners won't even know. So 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about anything at all. We go to Greg in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Greg, hi, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling because I am a college student in Boston, and I was summoned for jury duty.
Hmm.
Well, I got the summons in the mail. I don't have to appear until November, but I was wondering your thoughts on jury nullification and if it was better to just explain to the judge that I'm a voluntarist, I don't believe in force, and that I will refuse to apply criminal law over natural law, which will, you know, certainly get you dropped from the jury. Or
is that your intent? Do you want to not be on the jury?
Well, I don't know, and that's why I'm wondering what your guys' opinion is, which will be better, to make my point about how it's wrong for the court to mandate that I appear for this jury, or to keep my mouth shut and then nullify the verdict.
I would choose the latter, personally. Nick, how about you?
I would want to be on the jury. I would want to nullify the verdict, but depending. I mean, if it's a murderer,
right? Yeah, yeah.
If it's a strong case, then I'm not going to nullify it.
Yeah, if it's somebody with a victim, then clearly. Let's explain briefly, though, what jury nullification is. Nick, how would you explain it to somebody
who
didn't know?
Well, basically, the idea is that jurors have a right to determine somebody's guilt or innocence, not only based on the facts of the case, but also based on whether the jury or the members of the jury agree with the law itself. And it was used extensively during alcohol prohibition in the U.S., where people didn't agree with alcohol prohibition. So essentially they would have a defendant who was guilty of sin, but somebody would
caught red-handed,
say not guilty, or in some cases whole juries would say not guilty, and
because they'd had enough of prohibition,
the person would be let off, and it became unenforceable.
It was their opportunity to essentially, as the term, nullify the law. I mean, they're the final check, the final balance on the government system. But they never tell you that when you're in court. The judge will not instruct a jury truly to give them what they really can do. And the judge will always say something to the effect of, well, you know, you'll have to judge this case based on the facts as, you know, as they've been presented, and, you know, whether it's violated the law and not. They will never mention that you have the right to actually make a decision about the validity of the law.
And I think the concept is a good thing. And I guess it makes a lot of bureaucrats nervous and proponents of big government nervous. But the fact of the matter is the idea was that the people would be the final check on the legal system.
Right, so if the legislature passed some crap can law and the executive branch enforced that crappy law, like the war on drugs, then people would be able to say, well, this is hurting our friends and family members, and we don't want this, so not guilty. So I would say, yeah, try to get on the jury if you think you can. I mean, it's not an easy thing necessarily to accomplish.
I would be honest, because I think you might be violating the law if you lie during jury selection.
There's some suggestions that the Fully Informed Jury Association has as far as how to best approach the process of getting on a jury, as far as you do want to be honest, but at the same time, you don't have to be upfront about everything. So you don't want to necessarily lie when you're asked questions. But
you don't have to go above and beyond to make yourself, you know, discredited for the judge or the lawyers.
So what I would recommend is heading over to the Fully Informed Jury Association website at FIJA.org. And just kind of boning up on the information that they have there and familiarizing yourself with what their suggestions are. I think they have a document, at least one document, that's specifically about, so you're going to be on a jury, you know, how to actually handle the process of getting on the jury and all of that. And they've got some great suggestions there. So hopefully that'll help you. But, you know, if you want to make a scene, too, that is another option. You know, if you're in front of the entire jury selection room, and because I know when I was down in Florida, this is the way they did it. They brought in 100 people and they had them all in this big room. And there's some magazines and some stuff to occupy your time with. But basically, they take in everybody's, they give you a sheet that you have to fill out, and it's got some questions on it, and then they pour through those sheets, and then they cut some people out, and then some people make it. And if you're in that that room, usually somebody will come in and give a presentation. There was a video that they showed, and then they ask if people have questions. That would be an ideal time. It's like, for instance, if you don't have time to be on a jury or something like that, and you just want to kind of spoil the jury pool in a way with jury nullification information. I guess spoil's not the right word. I guess it's spoiling from the perspective of the government people. But if you want to inform the entire room, it would be a great time to ask a question just openly about jury nullification. Yeah, I've been, something like, well, any questions? I've heard something about jury nullification that actually allows jurors to judge the validity of the law itself. You know, can you tell me more about that? Or is there any truth to that or something like that? Or, you know, kind of phrasing the question in a way that'll guarantee that they kind of have to give you an honest response. Well, yeah, that is true. I don't know. It'd be an interesting experiment to see
what would
happen.
They would probably say, no, it's not true, and then they would ask you to leave.
Maybe they would.
Yeah, I had a friend who worked in like the Justice Department or whatever, and he said they have like reserve jurors. So if you start talking like that, they can immediately pull you out of there and put someone in your place, and they do it all the time.
What I meant was in front of the entire jury selection pool.
Well, unfortunately, according to what the court sent me in the mail in Boston, you speak to the judge privately one on one.
Jeez, wow,
that's odd.
Yeah, well, in that case, then there's no point in trying to out yourself as a nullifier. I would keep that under wraps as best as possible and try to get on the jury and use whatever suggestions FIJA has to do that. And good luck.
All right.
Let us know what happens, okay?
Yeah, thanks for the advice. That's my
thanks
day,
for the
quick.
Call.
Yeah.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Allie listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Allie.
Guys, tonight.
Just super. What's on your mind?
Well, firstly, I just wanted to say that last call was really awesome. Secondly, back to the whole swine flu and, you know, the trailers that they're going to put mass amounts of people into.
Well,
I just
those are allegations.
Out, right, of course, supposedly. I just wanted to point out that this whole swine flu hysteria really is just. It really is just that. If you go to the government's own website, the CDC websites, and read the statistics on the swine flu, it's killed fewer people than the flu this year, than the real flu.
That's what I've heard.
So it's just funny that people are completely freaking out and going totally overboard with this let's make it a required vaccine thing.
Is it funny though? I don't know if it's funny because I think it's pretty much par for the course. You've got the media that loves a good scary story. They love to scare people.
Well, I wouldn't say funny.
I understand what you're saying, but it makes sense why people are responding this way. They're easily influenced by the media. They're easily influenced by the people that are surrounding them. And
really, it's a sad state of affairs.
It is sad. All the media has to do is hype this up, and of course, the government benefits from the hype because the government can seize more power as a result of people being scared because fear is something they can parlay into more power. So the media benefits because they sell more.
9/11 clearly showed.
Exactly. The media benefits because they can sell more advertising and get people to stay locked into their 24-hour channels. And the government benefits because it makes them seem important. It makes them seem like they're doing something that matters. And when, in point of fact, as you're saying here, this is a bunch of crap.
Absolutely it is. And I'm appalled that people are so, they're just such sheeple that they would just, you know, take whatever the media hands to them and say, okay, well, you know, the government and the media say I have to get this vaccine, so that means I have to get it because that's going to keep me safe. You know, it's just, and especially parents should be doing more research when they decide whether or not they're going to get their kids vaccinated. But, you know, again, back to the whole trailers thing, where are you seeing these pictures of these, it sounds like cattle cars to me.
They're big. They're huge. Do they normally have cattle cars that are two stories tall?
I think those might be passenger cars.
They have double deckers. You know, I'm from out west, or I lived out there for a number of years, and they have these massively huge double decker cars with two levels.
That
and they
may
have
be
poles.
What these are. That would make sense to me if these were some sort of animal cars. If you type in FEMA train cars and you do a Google image search, you'll find some ominous-looking train cars. Thanks for the call, Allie. Appreciate hearing from you. A sensible call. More on the way. You bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Frontsight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people had trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including things like archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, they're all there right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire year free at freetalklive.com. Now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitude. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit and get a free handgun. You can do that by going to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com as we continue taking your phone calls to Chris in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling. Last week, I obtained my first firearm at the age of 25 in North Carolina.
Congratulations.
We have a open carry law in North Carolina, and it's kind of funny because if you look at the law itself, it says it's okay to carry open in public as long as you don't, quote, terrify the public.
Oh, dear.
Now, I've been kind of testing this out as we go along. Me and my friend, we kind of got together and decided that we're going to see what exactly terrify the public means. Now, to me, having a gun, you know, safely holstered without anything in the chamber on my hip is hardly terrifying, but apparently some people think it is. I've been to about six different public places throughout the last few days and haven't had any issues going into stores, restaurants, places like that, grocery store, all that kind of stuff. And this morning, we went into IHOP for some breakfast, and there was no sign posted that said no weapons. And upon entering, a lady standing at the front of the store who was at the register asked my friend who if he was a police officer. And he responded no, and she said, "I'm sorry, if you're not a police officer, you can't be in here with a gun." So we left, and I was, you know, a little upset.
At IHOP.
Yeah, exactly. They won't be getting our money anymore. But
right.
In any case, I wanted to, you know, find out what the deal was. So we called up to corporate, and, you know, I got a quick response, actually. About an hour later, the gentleman said that he was sorry. You know, he personally didn't have a problem with it, but IHOP is a family restaurant. And
guns for families.
Yeah, should not be permitted in such areas. And that when I asked him what the problem was with me having one, it was okay with a police officer to have a gun as long as I didn't. He couldn't come with a good response. So we're trying to take up the cause because, you know, the law is just so horrible, and the legislators, they know that it's horrible, and it basically goes to the good old boys network. And, you know, if you're in, you're fine, and if you're not, you're terrifying. So
yeah, that's
it's kind
that's
of upsetting,
huge,
you know?
Right, it's a huge loophole. Because all you have to do is find someone who'll say they're terrified, and then you can't carry a gun openly, which I think is pretty outrageous. I don't believe that provision exists up here in New Hampshire.
No, it doesn't, as far as I'm aware. A lot of states do have that, though, where if you know if it's causing some kind of public
alarm,
then you're in trouble. But and it is, it's a terrible loophole because anybody can say that they're alarmed by it.
And they
then
will.
Your rights don't apply.
Yeah, and it's inevitable that the more you walk around with a gun on your hip, it's inevitable somebody is going to call the police on you and say that they're frightened because they've been trained to be.
I will say that the more people you get open carrying, the less likely it is that they're going to be able to make that argument. The funny thing is, though,
nobody does around here. I have not seen anyone do it in years.
In most places in the United States, it's not particularly common to see people open carrying.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't too common for the last several years up here in New Hampshire. I know it's happened, but do you recall seeing it very much as you were
growing
up?
Not very much. I have seen people do it before there were liberty activists in town. I've done it myself, but it wasn't something that you would see very frequently. Maybe once every couple of years you'd see somebody with a gun on their hip. But as far as I remember, I can remember a couple of instances before the Free State Project really got going where I saw people, you know, open carrying a sidearm. Long arms are more common because a lot of people hunt, so it's not uncommon to see someone walking with a rifle.
Well, at least IHOP, I mean, it's their private property, so they get to set whatever rules they want.
I understand that. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah,
the main explanation I wanted was why a police officer and not me. If I own a restaurant, I have the discretion. That's the bottom line, the way I feel about it. You know, it's private property. You're exactly right on
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, and it's a stupid rule. I mean, because if you're a family restaurant, then don't you want to allow moms and dads to protect their families by carrying weapons?
I think a lot of the restaurants have a problem with it. They have a problem with it being seen. A lot of people don't have a problem with... They'll say, oh, it's fine if you carry a gun.
Right.
This is the funny part to me, that concealed carry, for some reason, doesn't frighten people. You not knowing who has a gun and who doesn't is okay. But if I'm in a room with somebody and I can tell they're not there to rob me, I'm sorry, if I walk into a restaurant and I pay for my meal, I'm probably... Yeah. Not about to pull out my gun that I've shown to everybody, including my face. I feel more comfortable around somebody like that. I feel safer. I know nobody's going to try to do anything crazy or stupid. You know what I mean?
I know. That's how I feel. I generally feel more comfortable. If somebody does start to do something stupid with their gun, then that's an appropriate time to have a conversation with them or to leave the premises. You know, one or the other. And that's happened up here in New Hampshire, where we've had at least one person make some poor choices with carrying options, I guess. I don't want to get too detailed as to what exactly happened. But some of the activists took him aside and had a few words with him, some friendly words about, you know, why they didn't feel that this was the safest way to be carrying the firearm. And he modified his behavior after that, and, you know, the problem was solved. One of the critics of open carry up here in Keene, one of the city councilors, was recently on their local show talking about this issue. She made the point of, you know, that she didn't trust the people that were carrying these firearms. She didn't know if they had been certified. And, you know, that's a fair point to make, because there is no certification mandate or anything like that, and nor would I believe that there should necessarily be. But that's, you know, that's a tough one to rebut, is that, well, how do you know that the person carrying the firearm actually knows what they're doing with it? Well, you don't.
That's a good point.
You don't necessarily know, but you do know they're not pulling it out blasting people, right? I mean, you know that much. So the whole scare tactic of, well, there might be crazy people open carrying, is kind of pointless, because, well, there might be crazy people out there right now that are concealed carrying. And what is the big deal? It's exactly like you say, if somebody's got it openly carried, at least you know who they are. You can keep your, if you're nervous about them, you can keep your eye on them. And if you don't like them being there, you can go somewhere else. So in the case of somebody open carrying, it seems like a better overall situation for everybody involved, especially if somebody's crazy.
We get on, in any case, so we're trying to figure out a way to go about doing something about this, because I've gone online, and I'm not big into the gun community. I recently, you know, I went on and I was just looking around the forums to see what people had to say about the issue. Everybody here is terrified to do anything about it. They all go out and they spend their $400 to get their concealed carry permit, so nobody has to see it, and they feel comfortable with that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's okay.
Gun owners are a remarkably cowardly group.
It's $400 in North Carolina?
Well, you have to take a course, which is between $150 and $200, and then you have to pay a $200 non-refundable fee. Here's the funny part. The background check, it happens after you pay for the course.
Oh, well, hopefully you'll come on up here to New Hampshire one of these days, where you actually will have people who will go out and carry with you openly, and look forward to seeing you here if that's the case. Thanks for the call tonight. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. And it looks like the police are at our front door here, and they're coming into the studio as we speak. We're coming up.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The Liquid Magnet Complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The Rx Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com. For more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Nick has left the building. He was so frightened by the police coming in here, he decided to skedaddle. Actually, no, he left voluntarily. In fact, they're not the scary cops. I was kind of playing it up a little bit earlier here tonight. They're not scary at all, as a matter of fact, and that's a good thing. It's in fact, I don't know. Can I use your real name here? We've had Brad on. Brad Jardis is here with us from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, but the other gentleman, yes. Andrew. We will call you Andrew. Andrew is with us as well, and so welcome to Free Talk Live. What are you guys doing here in Keene, New Hampshire?
Well, we came tonight to help celebrate Constitution Day.
Talk right into that, Mike.
We came tonight to help celebrate Constitution Day by giving a presentation at Keene State College about what people's rights are when interacting with the police, and we're just coming back from there now, and I'd say it went very well.
I was so excited about this event because I know that Sam is involved. I think he'll be stopping by here in a little bit from the Obscured Truth Network at obscuredtruth.com. I know he came out with his camera set up and recorded this. So hopefully your presentation tonight will be able to be utilized maybe across the country. I don't know if it was very New Hampshire specific or not, but certainly I'm sure some of the information you gave out tonight was useful around the world, if not certainly across the United States. I want to talk more about it, okay, here in a moment, but I've got to get to these folks that have been waiting to talk on the air. So let's go to your phone calls here first, and then we'll continue with two police officers we have here in the studio. Anthony in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live. Anthony. Are you there, sir? Anthony going once. Anthony in New Jersey going twice. All right. I think that about... Oh, wait. Excuse me. I think we still have Chris in North Carolina. I apologize. Chris, are you still there? Chris going once. Chris going twice. Okay, not sure what's happening. Our toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So tonight you guys were at Keene State College presentation. I was out yesterday on the college campus handing out these flyers and telling, you know, basically asking these young folks if they felt comfortable in their ability to deal with the police. That was my first question. That was how I approached them. I don't know if that was working too well because some of them would be honest and they would say no. But some of them would say yes. And I think they were saying yes because they were with their friends and they wanted to make it look like they actually knew something. What is your estimate? And Andrew, can we say where you work generally? Is that possible?
Generally, yes. I work on the Seacoast. I'm not a sworn police officer. I do work for
a... You're trained, though, as a police officer, right?
Not exactly. But I do have the requisite skills and knowledge that, without having gone to the New Hampshire Police Academy...
I see.
Some that I work with would say that I should be a cop because I know how to be a cop, but I'm not certified. So
you work on... Can we say we don't have to say exactly where you work, but can we talk about the kind of job that you
I work in an environment that has a lot of college students.
Okay.
I would say that a lot of students either don't know their rights or don't know the full extent to which they interact with the police.
That's kind of what the feeling I was getting when I was approaching these young people and asking them, you know, do you feel like you're comfortable in knowing your rights when it comes to dealing with the police? And I think it was because they were with their friends. They didn't want to look like they didn't know, so they were saying yes. So I started approaching with a different question, and that was, well, if the police are at your front door, do you have to answer it? And a lot of them, surprisingly, did answer no. Which I found pretty positive because I've always been under the impression that there's a heavy indoctrination campaign of the American people from day one in popular media and things like that in Hollywood movies where whenever you see a TV show or something like that, the cops are at somebody's door, everybody always goes to open the front door. So I was very pleased to hear that these guys were aware at least that they didn't have to necessarily open the door for the cops. And that's true, isn't it, Brad?
It is true. I would say that... upwards of 60%, maybe 70% of people who become arrested and prosecuted and convicted find themselves in that precarious situation because of their lack of knowing what their rights are. For an example, if someone gets pulled over, at least in New Hampshire, the police smell alcohol coming from their breath, the police will ask them to get out of the car and do field sobriety tests. What a lot of people don't know is that you don't have to.
You don't have to get out of the car?
You don't have to get out of the car. And when people get out of the car and they submit to field sobriety tests, I mean, any defense attorney will tell a client, if you're pulled over by the police again and asked to get out of the car, first off, you shouldn't roll down the window more than 2 inches, give them your license, registration, roll it back up, and don't speak to them. When you get out of the car and you do field sobriety tests, you are giving up your Fifth Amendment right to be a witness against yourself. And you're giving the police probable cause to arrest you and convict you. And, you know, if
you're doing their job for them.
Essentially, yes. And, you know, there is no requirement to do pre-arrest field sobriety testing in New Hampshire. And people who do get pulled over and arrested for DWI, in large part, are being arrested because they gave themselves up.
Now, you can't give legal advice here. You're not giving legal advice. You're not a lawyer.
No, certainly not.
This is just your understanding of the system from your independent study that you've been doing in your nearly a decade now,
yep.
Brad, in your case, of being a law enforcement officer.
Actually approaching 11 years now.
11 years. I'm sorry. I thought it had been a full – I thought it had been almost a decade.
Yeah.
So, well, congratulations on that.
Thanks.
But you mentioned it's here in New Hampshire. So how familiar are you with the other 49 states, with Canada, with other places? I mean, what do you think that this – if somebody's listening to this in Utah, what do you think the appropriate, what's a safe way to deal with a situation like that if you don't know exactly what the rules are?
Well,
if you don't have a Brad Jardis advising you.
Well, I think, unfortunately, a large part of why people today dislike and distrust the police is because law enforcement enforces rules that hurt people. And it's no longer, there are the police, they're here to help me, they're here to protect my property, they're here to protect my family. It's, you know, the police are pulling me over and they want to see if I have a plant in my pocket, you know, and they're going to ask me questions to try to get probable cause to search my car. the advice I would give people is to not lie, but to not tell the truth. And in that, I would say if you're doing something that's not harming anybody else and you wish to assert your right, which you certainly have every right to do, is don't offer up information. You don't have to speak to the police if you don't want to, but I would always ask that you be polite about it. You know, respectfully, sir, respectfully, ma'am, I don't want to talk to you. Here's my license and registration. I don't want to say anything else. There's a saying that...
Am I obligated?
You are not obligated to speak to the police. Absolutely not. You don't have to say anything. Up here,
I think that's a safe thing for anybody to do, right, is to keep their mouths shut. And even the cops will admit that, right? They'll say, if they're giving you the Miranda warnings, they'll say anything you say can and will likely be used against you.
Any law enforcement officer is going to tell their friends and family to not speak to the police because they know that
they care.
Loose lips sink ships, as they say. And if you give the police information that can be used against you, it's going to be used against you.
Now, Andrew, you've seen this a lot, right? I mean, in your interactions with these young people, these college-age people, you've seen them constantly giving up themselves. I mean, turning over the marijuana they have in their back pocket, admitting that they've been drinking. I mean, they just don't know what they're doing, right?
I would say that that's correct, because a lot of students think that when a cop says, you know, hey, especially if they imply that, you know, they're going to help them out.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
the buddy cop.
Yeah. That they're looking out for them, that, you know, they kind of imply that, well, you don't have anything to hide or try to get it out of them. Students feel that they, and young people, feel that they have to give that information up. Maybe because they've seen it on TV, maybe because they've been told in school, for whatever reason, they're under the mistaken belief that if a cop asks, hey, do you have alcohol in your backpack? They feel that they have to answer yes.
Look, it's going
to
be worse for you if you don't tell me. They use those tactics, right? I mean, the cops will, they don't realize that the cops are going to lie to them to try to get them to admit to something.
The police can lie without limit.
They're trained to, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely.
More on the way here. If you've got a question, we're short on time, obviously, but we've got Brad Jardis with us, member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Andrew, not sure if you're a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, but good guy nonetheless. We'll maybe find out that here in a few moments. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for them, well, now's the time to ask it. It's Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. Ideally, you should be calling to talk to a couple of cops that we have here in the studio. At least one of them is officially a law enforcement officer. The other one certainly knows his stuff and interacts with college students on a regular basis. Brad Jardis is with us. Andrew is here as well. Brad, you've been on the show. You're an old hat at this. I think you may have a future in talk radio ahead of you. I don't know if that's a direction you want to go in, but you seem pretty comfortable on your microphone there.
I may need a new job sooner than later.
I don't know how much we can talk about that. Certainly more information will be coming out on that in the coming weeks or months. Over time, as we'll continue as we have been on this program to follow your career, because you're an outstanding individual in that you're one of the few police officers who has the courage to buck the status quo, to essentially come out in favor of ending prohibition, ending the insane war on drugs. Not to slight the rest of the guys in law enforcement against prohibition, and maybe there's some gals too, I've never met any of them, but a lot of these guys in LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, are retired. You know, they've been through the gauntlet, and they've done the policing thing for their entire careers, and then later they came out against the war on drugs, which is, you know, it's admirable that they've come out against it, but there aren't very many that are in your category, and that is somebody who's actually an on-duty law enforcer currently on the payroll who's actually come out in favor of ending prohibition. And there have been some consequences for you as a result of that. And so it's really been quite a journey for you so far, hasn't it, Brad?
It has. And I'm actually considering possibly writing a book in the future about what it's like to speak out from within and the overall interaction between, you know, myself and coworkers. But it has been fairly difficult, and I believe I joined LEAP back in 2004 because it just made sense. And I went to the website, and I read it, and I'm like, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Every single robbery and burglary that I go to where there is an actual crime involving a victim is fueled by the war on drugs. And the war on drugs causes people to dislike the police. It causes the erosion of the Fourth Amendment. It causes violent cartels to become so powerful, and it just made sense. And through my interaction with the director of the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense Marijuana Policy, I got involved with the Free State Project and a lot of political activities that they do. So mm-hmm. I've sort of, you know, and also credit to your show. I mean, your show played a large part in my coming around. And also I know Andrew is an avid listener to your show. And it's sort of the message of liberty. Once you hear it, it's hard to go back. I mean,
well, what's with your coworkers? I know we've got some calls here, so I'm going to get to them. But what's with the coworkers? I mean, you've been talking about ending prohibition. Why aren't they listening? Are they just not listening? Is that what it is? Because like you said, once you heard the message, it clicked, it made sense, especially combined with your experience of actually being out in the field and seeing what happens in reality. Are these guys just, you know, plugging their ears and closing their eyes and go, la, la, la? I mean, how could they ignore this?
It's very unpopular to speak out against what's currently happening, and I've heard
police chiefs will be mad, won't they?
Well, the police chiefs were very mad at me for quite a few things that I said, and I've heard things that even the former attorney general of the state of New Hampshire has said about me. But all I've done is step out and give my opinion, and step out and say we need to take another look at a lot of the things that we do because morally it's wrong. I mean, we shouldn't treat people who are addicted to drugs as wrong. We shouldn't put people in jail because they decide to ingest something into their body. I mean, if you truly own your body, you should be able to put in it what you want, period. And if you're not harming anyone else, the police should not harm you, and the court system should not harm you, and you shouldn't be put in jail.
Let's go to the phone calls here. Dan is on the line in West Virginia. You're on with Brad and Andrew.
Yes, I got a question for one of the officers with you.
Yes, sir.
Here in my hometown, there was a shooting the other night. A young man was running from law enforcement, and when they had stopped him, he had slammed into the cruiser both forward and backwards. And it was in the papers, the officers drew their weapons and they fired. They killed a young kid and they shot one of their own. Should they have, I thought, being a son of a police officer, that they were not allowed to draw their gun unless, you know, somebody had drawn a gun on them or was coming straight towards them to do them bodily harm.
But you said that the guy in the car, you said the young person in the car hit the officers?
Yeah, he slammed his car into the patrol cars. They boxed him in.
I know we'd read a story out of Georgia recently where one cop got in front of a car that was pulling away, had an innocent man in it, by the way. They got in the way of this man's car, so he clipped one of the cops, and that gave the cops the excuse to shoot. Is it an excuse to shoot if they hit a cop car?
Yeah, this was here in West Virginia.
That's the question, though, right? Does that legitimize shooting?
Yeah. Was it appropriate for them to draw their guns and fire on him?
Well,
I mean, he had no gun with him.
Certainly a vehicle, sir, a vehicle could be a deadly weapon very easily. And, you know, not knowing, you know, certainly there's three sides to every story, but, in order for the police to use deadly force, according to a U.S. Supreme Court case, Tennessee v. Gardner, the police have to be threatened with serious bodily injury or death.
Okay.
And serious bodily injury means a protracted loss. And certainly a vehicle striking an officer could be a protracted loss. This sounds like just a very unfortunate situation.
Well, they had him boxed in. He couldn't go forward or backwards. The cruiser's had him trapped.
So he wasn't coming at him at 45 miles an hour or something like that. He maybe bumped him at 5 miles an hour.
He was slamming into the cars trying to get out.
Doesn't seem like shooting someone is appropriate over that. Thank you, Dan, for the call tonight.
If I had to roll the dice, I'd say it'll be found justified.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be found justified, but would you say it's appropriate? I mean, you think that was an excessive force? Shouldn't they just shot out the tires and just... What's he going to do then, right?
Having been in so many different situations, it's very hard to say. I mean, I've been punched. I've been choked. I've been in situations, you know, I got choked last year in March where I couldn't breathe and came very close to having to kill somebody. And, you know, it's very hard to judge someone else. I mean, if a child got killed, I mean, that's terrible. I mean, you know, it's just a terrible situation.
I don't think did a child get killed in that story? I don't think a child got killed.
I thought he said that a small child was in the car.
I don't know. Maybe there was. Maybe that was the case. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Anthony in New Jersey, we're going to try him one more time. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Love the show, Ian. I've got an idea for an activist entitled "Plant a Random Seed on Public Land Day," and the idea would be folks with so-called legal seeds, such as veggies and legal plants and whatnot, and then folks with marijuana seeds and poppy plants seeds and whatnot, would descend on a public land, you know, a public park or whatnot, mm-hmm. and plant those seeds. I was wondering what the folks in studio right now would think about that. Hundreds of people would have to participate, obviously, depending on the DEA to activist ratio. But the idea would be to get publicity on just planting a seed and showing how harmless it is. And showing the legality behind it.
So you're saying that maybe this would be beneficial to those who were actually doing the seed planting by, since you're mixing it up in that it might be a tomato, it might be marijuana. If everybody goes and plants the seeds at the same time, they can't point the finger at one person and say, aha, you're responsible for planting this marijuana here that sprung up.
Is that exactly.
Where are you coming from?
I think what the police would do is they would probably act according to how their supervisor wanted them to act, but most likely a community like that is going to approach the situation negates whatever seed that you plant. So if you just sprinkle some seeds in a lawn that hasn't been cultivated, they're probably going to use either chemicals or they're going to dig up the seeds. Granted, if you throw a bunch of seeds somewhere, they can, you know, mow the lawn. They can try to get rid of the seeds. Actually arresting people for planting seeds, does it happen? Yes. But it doesn't really look good in the newspaper where you're arresting people for planting seeds.
I think that's the idea, I think. I think we would do sort of a public, do a press release about it. You know, hundreds of people would be involved, each one with a random seed, whether it be a tomato plant, a marijuana seed, or a poppy seed, what have you, a legal versus an illegal seed.
No.
And they would sort of plant a seed.
When you say hundreds of people, are you talking about spread across an entire state?
No. I'm talking about one specific area, whether it be New Hampshire and one single park.
Wow. Okay. Well, now you think big, and I appreciate that. I really do. I can tell you one thing's for sure. We don't have that many activists that are willing to come out and get active in that way. And maybe a few years down the road, we might be able to get that many people in one place to do something like that.
Marijuana prohibition is so stupid.
I hope that you can head that up. Thank you for the call. Coming up here and get active and put something like that together. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in here tonight. I know we didn't have a whole lot of time, but I know we'll have you back in the
future. You don't
have
to leave with us, my friend.
We'll see you more tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.